The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day saw a group of people from the tribe of Mudar who came barefoot, barely had any clothes on, and were starving. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then spoke to his companions and said to give from your dinar, your dirham, your food, and your clothes to these people. No one stood up. Then a man came walking with a bag of goods so heavy that it was so difficult for him to carry it. He brought it and placed it in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he did that, when he took the lead, when he became the first one to do it, he inspired others. Other people got up, started giving food, clothes, such that in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was now two piles of food and clothes, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pleased. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasana, falahu ajruha wa ajru man amila biha ba'dahu min ghairi an yunqasa min ujurihim shay." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then talked about the action of the first person who took initiative. He said, whoever initiates an action, a good action according to Islam, then he will get the reward of that action. And also he will get the reward of every other person's action who did it after him without anyone having a reduction in any of their rewards. So Islam, if we look at it closely, surrounds special rewards for those who take the lead, for those who are the first to do things. If you look at the first masjid built in Islam, Masjid Quba, the reward is special. Whoever prays two raka'ah in Masjid Quba gets the reward of umrah, performing a full umrah. If you look at the reward, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man bada'a bis-salami fahuwa awla billahi wa rasulih." That the first person to give salam to the other brother or sister, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever begins and starts the salam, whoever is the first to give salam, he is the closer one to Allah and his messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. If you look at those who seize the opportunities, when they see that when they come for salah, the first row is available, they don't sit in the second or third row, they rush up to fill up the first row, they seize this opportunity of a special reward with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala as-saffil awwal." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that surely Allah sends rahmah, mercy, and the angels make dua for the people who sit in the first row, who pray in the first row. If you look at those who take initiative towards Allah subhanahu says in the hadith Qudsi, "Wa in taqarraba ilayya bi shibrin taqarrabtu ilayhi dhira'a." That if my slave comes closer to me by doing some action, my slave comes close to me by a handspan, I will respond by coming closer to him by an arm's length. So Islam encourages us to take initiative, to be the first to do things. If we look at the ahkam of the sharia, it always encourages us to take the lead. And if we look at how Allah subhanahu has described the munafiqun, the hypocrites, we find that they are doing the opposite. They are negative. They are holding back. As Allah subhanahu described them saying, "La tunfiqu ala man 'inda rasulillahi hatta yanfadhu." That they would say to other people, "Don't give charity. Don't donate. Don't contribute to those who are amongst the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that these people can leave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Negativity is not a quality of one who would take lead. And that Allah subhanahu also called them al-mukhallafun people who are always holding back. They're not the ones who would be proactive. They're not the ones who would step up. They're not the ones who would take initiative. سَيَقُولُ لَكَ الْمُخَلَّفُونَ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ شَغَلَتْنَا أَمْوَالُنَا وَأَهْلُنَا فَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Allah subhanahu said that the people who are al-mukhallafun, these hypocrites who always stay back, always hold back, that they will say to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the reason of them holding back, the reason of them not taking initiative is that they will say that, oh, we were busy with our wealth, with our jobs, we were busy with our families. So instead of us being able to do these amazing actions, فَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Messenger of Allah, ask Allah to forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, يَقُولُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ بِقُلُوبِهِمْ. They say with their tongues what is not truly in their hearts. They're not genuine. They're not sincere when it comes to being, to seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa jalla wa ala. But I would like to ask all of you a question, my dear brothers and sisters. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraging us to take the lead? Why is He encouraging us to take the initiative? Why is He encouraging us to be proactive? Why is He encouraging us to step up? Why? Why is this? Why do we find this in the Sharia? And this is answered in one hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he gives us two reasons to answer this question. One day the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the masjid, and he saw that there were some people sitting in the first row and there was space, and there were some people sitting in the second and the third row. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, knowing that these companions, they knew the virtues of praying in the first row, why are they delaying moving forward to the first row? Why is that? You have gold and silver that is in the first row. Would you not come and get it? You have the rahmah, the mercy of Allah. You have angels making dua for you. Why would you not seize the opportunity and move up to the first row when there's space? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تَقَدَّمُوا فَأْتَمُوا بِي وَلْيَتَّمَّ بِكُمْ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told the companions, move forward and follow my teachings, so that people who come after you will also follow you. So the first reason that the Prophet ﷺ is telling us for us to take the lead is not just for us to get rewards, but he said that by you coming to the first row, other people will be inspired and they will follow you. For us to take initiative, for us to become leaders, the first reason is because they will inspire other people, and this is how Islam will be passed on generation to generation. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued, and now he gave us the second reason. He said, لَا يَزَالُ قَوْمٌ يَتَأَخَّرُونَ حَتَّى يُؤَخِّرَهُمُ اللَّهِ. While we know the virtues, and we don't take the lead, we don't take the initiative, we don't become proactive, you know the immense rewards as an example for the first row. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said that a people will not continue to hold back, to delay in being the first to do good deeds. They will not continue to do that until Allah subhanahu will continue to delay them in His rahmah. If a group of people continue to hold back, Allah will hold back. He will hold back His mercy. He will hold back His help. He will hold back His victory. He will hold back all good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have given if we moved forward and took the lead and took initiative. So my dear brothers and sisters, to be leaders, it requires two important things. One, a roadmap, guidance. We have that, the Quran and the Sunnah. The second, it requires people who will take initiative, people who will step up, people who will do good. And this, until we become individual leaders, until we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that individually we all are able to lead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow us to move up to the next level of leadership. He will not give us greater leadership until we are all leaders within our families, until we are leaders at our workplace, until we take initiative to be the best at our jobs, to be the best spouse as possible, to be the best neighbor as possible, until we take the lead and step up in our communities, in our families, we are not showing to Allah subhanahu that we are ready for the next level of leadership. And this is exactly what Allah subhanahu jalla wa ala said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu said that we made them into leaders, meaning global leadership, a higher level of leadership. We made them into leaders only when they were persistent, consistent, steadfast, and they had certainty and confidence in our signs. That when we display these elements of leadership, being resilient, being steadfast, being patient, being confident in the signs of Allah, having certainty in the signs of Allah, these are elements of leadership. When we become proactive and take initiative, then Allah subhanahu grants us global leadership. Then Allah subhanahu grants us leadership in our communities. Then Allah subhanahu grants us national leadership. Then Allah subhanahu allows Islam to rise further because we individually are proving that we are now ready for that. So my dear brothers and sisters, if the situation around the world hurts us, the question we have to ask ourselves, when's the last time you took the lead? When's the last time you took initiative to do good in your community, in your families, at your workplace? Let us be amongst those who become those who are first to rush to good, to be amongst as-sabiqoon al-awwaloon, those who are the first to do good, those who are the foremost to do good. I ask Allah subhanahu jalla wa ala to enable us to all become righteous leaders in our homes, in our communities, at our workplaces, and wherever we go, so we become a sign for guidance. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وسائر أعمالنا الصالحة. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا اغفر لنا وارحمنا. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عيد مبارك to everyone. تقبل الله منا ومنكم وجزاكم الله خيرا.